The president heaved a weighty sigh. The proposal was clear. Restructure NASA to become part of the U.S. military intelligence community. Although similar restructurings had happened with other agencies in the past, Herney refused to entertain the idea of placing NASA under the auspices of the Pentagon, the CIA, the NRO, or any other military directive. The National Security Council was starting to splinter on the issue, many siding with the intelligence community. Lawrence Ekstrom never looked pleased at these meetings, and this was no exception. He shot an acrimonious glare toward the CIA director. At the risk of repeating myself, sir, the technologies NASA develops are for non-military, academic applications. If your intelligence community wants to turn one of our space telescopes around and look at China, that's your choice. The CIA director looked like he was about to boil over. Pickering caught his eye and stepped in. Larry, he said, careful to keep an even tone. Every year NASA kneels before Congress and begs for money. You're running operations with too little funding, and you're paying the price in failed missions. If we incorporate NASA into the intelligence community, NASA will no longer need to ask Congress for help. You would be funded by the black budget at significantly higher levels. It's a win-win. NASA will have the money it needs to run itself properly, and the intelligence community will have peace of mind that NASA technologies are protected. Ekstrom shook his head. On principle, I cannot endorse painting NASA with that brush. NASA is about space science. We have nothing to do with national security. The CIA director stood up, something never done when the president was seated. Nobody stopped him. He glared down at the administrator of NASA. Are you telling me you think science has nothing to do with national security? Larry, they are synonymous, for God's sake. It is only this country's scientific and technological edge that keeps us secure. And whether we like it or not, NASA is playing a bigger and bigger part in developing those technologies. Unfortunately, your agency leaks like a sieve and has proven time and again that its security is a liability. The room fell silent. Now the administrator of NASA stood up and locked eyes with his attacker. So you suggest locking 20,000 NASA scientists in airtight military labs and making them work for you? Do you really think NASA's newest space telescopes would have been conceived had it not been for our scientists' personal desire to see deeper into space? NASA makes astonishing breakthroughs for one reason only. Our employees want to understand the cosmos more deeply. They are a community of dreamers who grew up staring at starry skies and asking themselves what was up there. Passion and curiosity are what drive NASA's innovation, not the promise of military superiority. Pickering cleared his throat, speaking softly, trying to lower the temperatures around the table. Larry, I'm certain the director is not talking about recruiting NASA scientists to build military satellites. Your NASA mission statement would not change. NASA would carry on business as usual, except you would have increased funding and increased security. Pickering now turned to the president. Security is expensive. Everyone in this room certainly realizes that NASA's security leaks are a result of underfunding. NASA has to toot its own horn, cut corners on security measures, run joint projects with other countries so they can share the price tag. I am proposing that NASA remain the superb, scientific, non-military entity it currently is, but with a bigger budget and some discretion. Several members of the Security Council nodded in quiet agreement.